We now go to the 8th chapter of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in most in the Rambam that will be Daf Yud Amud Beis. In the previous chapter, the Rambam discussed prophecy, and he explained what it takes to become a prophet, and he also explained the difference between the prophecy of Moshe as opposed to the prophecy of the other prophets. Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo aminu bo Yisrael mepnei ha'osel sha'asa. The Jews didn't believe in Moshe because of the miracles that he did. There's some doubt in your heart if your belief is based solely on miracles. Sometimes a miracle can be made with sorcery and trickery. The miracle that Moshe did in the desert was not to prove his mission, but rather to perform a certain function that was necessary. Not to bring proof to his prophecy. He had to drown the Egyptians. Well, he split the sea and they drowned within it. We needed food. He brought down the man. They were thirsty. And he split the stone and water came out. The congregation of Korach denied Moshe. The earth swallowed them up. Also, similarly, the other miracles. So if they didn't believe in him because of the miracles, what was it that caused them to believe in him? The Maimon Har Sinai, at the standing at the foot of Mount Sinai, Shinenu Ra'u V'lo Zar, our own eyes saw, not somebody else's. Vaznenu Shamu V'lo Acher, our own ears heard, not someone else. Ha'esh V'kolos V'halapidim, we saw and heard the fire and the sounds and the torches. V'niga Shalar Rafal, and we saw Moshe approaching the dark cloud, the kovod abar elav, and we heard the voice speaking to him. The neshamim, and we heard the voice say, "Moshe, Moshe, lechem alehen kach v'kach. Moshe, Moshe, go and tell them such and such." So we saw that ourselves. We saw God choose Moshe. And so it says, Hashem spoke to you face to face. And Emor it also says, "Lo zav asenu kars Hashem asabris hazels." Not with our forefathers Hashem made this bris, but with us. How do we know that the standing at Mount Sinai alone is the proof to his prophecy that it is absolutely true, without any doubt? Behold, Hashem says to Moshe, I will come to you in the cloud, so that the people can hear when I speak to you. And also they will believe in you forever. This implies that before, the belief that the Jews had in him was not a belief that could stand forever. It was a belief that was followed by thinking and musing about and doubt and really not being totally certain. Those people Moshe sent to, they themselves are the witnesses that his prophecy is true. He does not have to do any other miracle or sign for them. They and he together are witnesses, like two witnesses who would have seen something together. Each one of them is a witness to his friend. That he's telling the truth. Each one does not have to bring a proof to his fellow. His fellow saw it just as well as he did. Moshe Rabbeinu called Israel. Edomlo. Same with Moshe, all of Israel are witnesses to him. Achamam and Hasinai, after the stand at Mount Sinai, Moshe doesn't have to do a miracle for them. Now we can understand the teaching of the Torah. The Torah says that Hashem told Moshe at the beginning of his prophecy, when he gave him the miracles just due in Egypt before the Jews, he said, they will listen to your voice. Moshe knew that if someone's faith is believed on miracle, is based on miracles, there is doubt in his heart. He's always thinking about it, musing about it. And he was trying to get out of going. And he said, behold, they will not believe me. Until Hashem told him that these miracles were temporary. They were only until the Jews left Egypt. once they go out and stand at the mountain, then the thoughts that they have about you will disappear. Because here at this mountain, I will give you a sign, a miracle, by which they will know that it was true that I sent you in the first place. And no thought will be left in their hearts. This is what the Torah says. This is the sign that I have sent you. That when you leave, when you take the people out of Egypt, you will serve God at this mountain. And that's the meaning of the pasuk. That the service of God at the mountain is the greatest sign, because the Jews themselves experienced how Moshe was chosen as a prophet. And it's the same way, therefore, we say, any prophet who arises after Moshe, it's not simply that he does a miracle and that's why we believe him. Because in that case we would say that if he does a miracle, we'll listen to whatever he says. That's not the real reason we listen to him. Because of the mitzvah that Moshe said in the Torah, that if he does a miracle, it goes a sign, then you should listen to him. Just as we're supposed to decide a legal question by two witnesses. We don't know for sure if the witnesses are telling the truth or if they're lying. The Torah says you trust the two witnesses. So the same kach, mitzvah shmo mizeh hanavi, it's a mitzvah to listen to this prophet. Even though we don't know absolutely certainly whether the miracle is true or with a sorcery or trickery. Now the very important halacha gimel. Fikach, therefore, im amar hanavi, if a prophet arises vasa'osu sumovsim gedolim, and he made many great signs and wonders, ubikesh lahakish nevosah shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and he sought to deny the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, in shomen lo, we don't listen to him. But in yodim bebeor, we know certainly she'osu nosus belov tekishapein, that those miracles are trickery and sorcery. How do we know that? Because Moshe's prophecy and our trust of his prophecy is not based on miracles. So we should compare which miracle is greater. With our own eyes we saw, with our own ears we heard, just as Moshe did. So it's not based on a miracle, but on our own experience. What can we compare this to? Witnesses testify that something a man saw with his own eyes is not as he saw it. He doesn't listen to them. He knows certainly that they are false witnesses. So before the Torah says, that if a prophet tells you to do something evil, like worship other gods, even if the miracle comes true, you're not supposed to listen to him. Because he's coming with a miracle to deny what you saw with your own eyes. What did you see with your own eyes that Moshe was chosen? What did Moshe say? Don't worship other gods. Someone's bringing a miracle to deny what you saw with your own eyes. That you don't listen to. We believe in the miracle only because Moshe commanded it. How can we accept this sign which is coming to deny the prophecy of Moshe, Shirinu Vishishomanu, that we ourselves saw and we ourselves heard?